are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day, yes it does.
Let's welcome Sister Victoria.
To hear his gentle voice for guidance and direction, which way to go. I open up my heart to know the perfect will of God. His will is all I need, his perfect will. As I spend so many hours in the presence of the Lord, I calm down and begin to hear his voice. The lovely voice of God, your tender voice revealing the mysteries of your will. At the crossroads of my life, no other voice compares to yours. It's the sweetest sound my heart has ever heard, the lovely voice of God. Spirit entered into me when he spoke to me. The words he spoke to me, they were spirit, they were life. The visions and dreams, oh yes, they turned my life around and brought direction for my ministry. As I bumped out my knees, there was a mantle now on me. I had found grace for mighty works, and I will never, never be the same. The lovely voice of God, your tender voice revealing the mysteries of your will. At the crossroads of my life, no other voice compares to yours. It's the sweetest sound my heart has ever heard, the lovely voice of God. Oh, the lovely voice of God, your tender voice revealed the mysteries of your will. At the crossroads of my life, no other voice compares. Oh no, is the sweetest sound my heart has ever heard, the lovely voice of God.
Wow, put your hands together properly. Clap for the Lord. Amen. Wow. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, guys, I know I'm a little bit biased, but I tell you, we have one of the best services. I so love this service, and it's about to get even better. Amen. It's about to get even nicer. Are you ready? Because you have no idea what's coming your way. Bible says in Psalm 119 and verse 105, it says that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. If you've ever tried to go around even your house, even your apartment, without the lights on, you see you bump into many things. You make shipwreck of your life. You will hurt yourself. You just need a light, and then you will see properly. Today, the light of God's word is coming your way to illuminate your path. You will not make the mistakes you used to make, because God is going to speak to you through his prophet. So this morning, I want you to rise to your feet and get ready and shout and welcome our very own Reverend Kojo Alice Lindsay.
Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Lift up your hands and just thank him. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you praise. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you, sweet Spirit of God. We welcome you, anointing, O Father. We welcome your angels in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. As we gather, yes, Lord, as we gather, may your Spirit work within us. Yes, Lord. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, yes, Lord, we'll be blessed because we came. Oh, yes, we'll be blessed because we came. The steadfast love,
the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning.
Heavenly Father, you are faithful. You say you will never leave us nor forsake us. Your word says that if two shall agree, touching anything they shall ask, shall be done for them of our Father which is in heaven. And where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of us. We are several here, many here. We expect your presence. Your presence that makes a difference in our lives. Speak to us, touch our hearts, make a difference. Oh Father, I curse every plan of Satan. I bind the principalities of Memphis. Be magnified, oh God, in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Wonderful. Put your hands together for the Lord. You may please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we want to come straight to the Word of God. I love what has been going on. We are in a time, a season of prayer and fasting. Remember, it's prayer and fasting, not fasting and prayer. Yeah, many people, they fast, and then when they're about to break, they pray. That's not the way to fast. Okay? That's not the way to fast. Fast without prayer is not an acceptable thing to do. Whenever you're fasting, you should make an arrangement to pray. Rearrange your life. Isaiah chapter 58. Hallelujah. Amen. Good to see you all. Powerful. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Look, by the grace of God, we're going to get a cathedral. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah, I prophesied you. Yeah, watch it. You watch it. It's coming. Could be as early as next year in Jesus' name. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Because by the end of the year, we won't fit in this place in Jesus' name. No, I'm serious. You watch it. Those who believe and are going to get involved, by the end of the year, your finances will not fit your small pockets. Will not fit your small pocket. Will not fit your small pocket. Yeah. In Jesus' name. Your account is too small for the blessing that's coming your way. Say, I receive it in Jesus' name. My wife has asked me, I shouldn't joke with my words anymore because things that I've said have come to pass, even in a joke. So these days, when I speak, I do it intentionally because I know what it carries by the grace of God. All right, so don't joke with it. Yeah. Amen. Isaiah chapter 58 from verse 1 says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet. And show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Keep going. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways. Now, listen carefully. How many wants to know the ways of the Lord for you? God's perfect will for your life. Yeah. In Ezra, they sought the ways of the Lord for themselves and for their children and for their possession. Last week we talked about it. God expects his people to seek. This morning, my son came to talk to me, one of them, yeah, and told me that I should, like, guide them, yeah, guide them to the right way about something. I said, wow, me as a human being, my children are asking me, you are wrong not to ask the Father for the right way. You are very wrong. Meanwhile, you've made mistake upon mistake upon mistake upon mistake, and you're about to make upon another mistake. Are you not tired of making mistakes? Sick and tired. Look, times are coming when the Bible says all things work together for good to them that love God and them that are the called according to God's purpose. I will explain it to you. And we know, not that we think, that all things work together for good to them that love God. And I'll explain to you, obedient to God. And those who are called according to God's purpose. I have noticed these days that what I called mistakes were just the processing of the real answers. What I would... This current time, I said, man, I shouldn't have done this. In the future, I realized that it was good I did that because it was the road, the bridge to what God was planning for me. It shall be your story in Jesus' name. It comes to people who love God and they are called according to his purpose. Do you understand what called according to his purpose means? You are called according to God's plan, God's way of doing things. His purpose, his plan for your life. His will for your life, his direction for your life, what his word says, his counsel. When you live your life as a calling for God's purpose, all things work together for your good. Amen. And what happens is that when you come into prayer mode about everything, you are actually asking God that, let what I'm doing be in line with your purposes for my life. With your plan for my life. With your purpose for my life. You're blessed. Amen. When you live your life, such that, Lord, what will you have me do? What do you want me to do? Prayer is an acknowledgement of God, the supreme being, the one who created you. Anybody who you cannot tell when you were being born and how you came to exist, and you say there is no God, I don't know how to describe you. Let me say it again. You are here. You acknowledge the fact that, man, I don't even know my how I came to be. And then you say that there is no God. Your very existence is in question. Yeah. And for that matter, you don't know how you came and you don't want to ask how you are proceeding. Get me wrong. I'm not saying throw your brain into the garbage. Yeah. But I'm saying that sometimes, have you not assessed things that you realize you use the wrong premises? So it's good brain function, but wrong premise. All still ends up in a bad way. What I'm trying to tell you is that my child coming to see me acknowledges the fact that I have been through the schooling age, the job searching age, the whatever age, and I have something that he doesn't have that I can be of help. That is what we do when we seek the face of the Lord in prayer. Amen. Yeah. We acknowledge the fact that, Lord, you've seen many people make these mistakes. You can see the road ahead. Therefore, let all things work together for my good. Because I love you and I'm called according, in line with your purposes. According to your purposes. What's the purpose of God? That you live right. His will is that you become grateful. Thank him. His will that you serve him. His will is that you go to heaven. That you will never perish. His will is that souls will be saved, right? All those things. And so the Bible says that we come to the Lord seeking in Isaiah chapter 58 from verse 2. It says, yet you come. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 2, yes. You seek me daily. You delight to know my ways. Beautiful. As a nation or as a people that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Okay? These are the Christians. These are the people that are godly. You take delight in coming to God. But look, there's a clause. Verse 3. Then you say, why have we even fasted? They say. And yet God doesn't seem to see that we're fasting. It's not true. For those who are fasting. How many of you have joined the fast at least a little? A little. Just a little. How many of you haven't joined at all? Oh, no, no. Please don't lie. You know, don't add lies to the non-fasting situation. You haven't joined at all. Only one person hasn't joined. Good. Clap for yourself. Clap for yourself. And you're clapping too. Only one person. Everybody here has joined the fast. Father, I pray that anybody who lied about this, Lord, that you forgive him or her. In Jesus' name, amen. What did you think I was going to say? See, the way your heart is beating, it shows that you were lying. Lord, I pray that anybody who lied about the fast, Lord, bless them that this week they'll join the fast in Jesus' name. And everything they've lost in the first 2 weeks, they will acquire in 1 week in Jesus' name. Say amen. This is the last week. Yeah, the last day of the feast Jesus stood, it will be a blessing. He says that and Lord is asking them, why is it that they fast and things don't happen? Why is it I'm fasting and things don't happen? He says, behold, the day of your fast, you find pleasure. You are still on your everything that you are happy with. Facebook, television, there's no prayer. It's just enjoyment. When we are fasting, you are eating. Yeah. This week, the fast will not end at 6. It's easier. 3 o'clock, you can eat. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Clap, clap. That's the reason why I didn't fast. Clap. In the day of the fast, you are finding pleasure. When we are fasting, you are eating. God says, that's the reason why. And you exact all your labors, like you wouldn't take even a day off to fast, or you wouldn't take some hours off to pray. You're doing everything as normal. Nothing has changed in the fast. Please change something this week. Amen. Change maybe the time that you sleep, the time that you wake up. It's true. Change. You didn't used to read the Bible, but read the Bible. Something has changed. Change something. Yeah. You always ate ice cream after. Decide that this time, no ice cream. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. You ate 3 meals. You're still eating 3 meals when we're fasting. In fact, you've increased it to 4. All right, so don't exert all your labor. And look at what God wants to do. Isaiah 58, verse 4. Behold, you fast for strife and debate. Don't fast that somebody will die. Oh, forgive the person. To smite with the fist of wickedness. You shall not fast as you do, the way you are doing it, to make your voice be heard on high. He said, when you fast that way, with bitterness, your voice is not heard. Look, in the fast, it's something to purge you of your carnal, physical nature. Forgive. Let go. Be nice to your spouse. Be nice to your mother. Be nice to your brother. Let forgive people. Be kind. Give gifts. Yeah. Come bring me a gift. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Give gifts. Be nice. Indeed, you fast for strife and all these debates to make your voice heard on high. No. Amen. Next verse, verse 5. Said, is it the kind of fast I have chosen? Do you think I just want to punish you a day for a man to afflict his soul? That's why I said that. Don't wait. See, when you're fasting, you think, when you feel the hunger, it means God is hearing you. You are lying. That's why immediately start praying. Don't use the hunger as a sign that God is hearing you. No. So 3 o'clock. So we're going to be breaking at 3 o'clock. This time, we have been fasting from and praying from 3 a.m. to 6. Sometimes it's so short, I'm amazed. Has anybody felt that way before in the prayer line? I said, man, the revelations are coming. And when you're fasting, the revelations God releases is amazing. Even the book comes alive. The Bible comes alive. Look, dreams that I've received because of this fast. If you are watching, it means you are not fasting. But this week you will experience that in Jesus' name. Amen. Revelation. But this week, we are not waking up at 3 a.m. Okay. Oh, I know you are really sad. We are not waking up at 3 or 4. We're starting the prayer at 5. Just 5 to 6. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Then in the evening, rather, we come. 6 o'clock. And we leave here. The 2 hours, we were doing 6 to 8. Now we will add 6, make it 6 to 10. Clap for the Lord Jesus. 6 p.m. to 10. Come early. And then you go and sleep. And then 5 o'clock, we pray again. The afternoon prayer is still on. 12 midday, lunch with the Lord. 12 to 1, it's still on. You know, our 6 hours is now redistributed. Now you've learned how to pray at dawn. Learn how to pray in the evening. And that one, we will do it in church. You learn how to pray on the prayer line. Now we're going to learn how to pray physically. This place will be jam-packed. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus in the evening. And now we're going to bring different, we'll join some prayers. You see the 31st night prayer that we join with Bishop. Some of them will be like that. Some of them will be teachings. We're having what we call the Harmattan Bible Seminar. Yeah. That will teach you how to. Many of us don't know how to pray, how to fast, how to read the Bible, all these things. In a prayerful mode, we'll have revelations and pray to God to help us. And I'm going to show you why we're doing that. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Clap again for the Lord Jesus. Now, let me share with you from this book why we're doing that. Why we need to get into the presence of God. We are praying about the presence, the anointing, and the presence of God. Is there anybody? Do we still have some of these books here that have not been given? Please bring it. If anybody is fasting and you don't have this book, I want to give you one. If you're joining the fast and you have it, no problem. If you don't have it, I would like to give you one. And you are joining the fast. I want to give you one. Amen. Is there anybody here? You are fasting, but you don't have the book. You're fasting. Okay, it is $10 if you don't have money. It's $10 if you don't, and no money if you have money. $10 if you can pay, or you can take it for free. Choose. Come for one, my dear. You, the way you are dressed, you pay $100 for it. God bless you. Say amen. You are blessed like that. Anybody else who doesn't have, come. Come for one. So take it. If you want to pay $10, that's how much it costs. If you don't have money to take it for free. Amen. Your mother has money. Go and ask your mother. You too. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else? Anybody else? Okay, you are blessed. There's some, so come and have it. My dear, in spite of what your mother has, say thank you. Wow, I like your smile. Okay, good. Beautiful. Now listen. There's something called. Let's go to the blessings of being in the presence of God. You know, I'm going to go to the presence of being in the blessing of God. I'm going to read it to you one by one. And then I'm going to ask you to learn how to sustain that presence. Okay. Let's go to Psalm 91 from verse 1. Psalm 91, verse 1. Bible says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Do you get that? He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Ladies and gentlemen, how many of you, you know, the secret place, he that dwells means to live in the secret place. Now, there's a place called the secret place where it's between you and God, okay? Not a public place. That's what we are learning. Although we are coming, learning in public, it's a secret. When you go to school, you go to school in public. But when you finish, your career is a secret. You are an individual. You go to school, it's a class. But there's no class of that career. You find your job, I find my job. It's a secret place. Yeah. So you realize that all of us, we may be here. But after that, when we leave here, some of us will go with the presence of God and will stay, but others will not. You will be among those who come with the presence of God in Jesus' name. Now, Bible says, if you live in the secret place of the Most High, you will always abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, the shadow of the Almighty means, you know, wherever you go, you see my shadow is with me. Wherever I go, I've never gone to a place where I've never seen my shadow. Never. God says that I want my shadow, my presence to be like your shadow. That everywhere you go, my shadow is there. It follows you. You know, when you see the shadow of somebody, the person is around. Okay? So God says that he wants you to live under his shadow, under his covering. When you see the shadow of somebody, even if you don't see, like you can see the shadow of a plane, it means he's hovering over you. It's only big things that their shadow covers you. Anything that has a shadow covering you is bigger than you. Yes. You say you will live under, not by. You see, Brother Michael, come. But I'm not living under the shadow of Brother Michael. I'm living by. If I live with him, even, it's by my side. It's not over me. It's not, I am not under. He's too small to be my covering. No human being is big enough to give you that kind of protection and preservation. But God says his shadow. So I am here. His shadow is here. So as he's walking with me, his shadow is by me. But any time that I am under the shadow of that something, it means that that thing is on top of me. Wow. See, the shadow of the iPad, if I'm under that shadow, you see, the iPad is on top of me. God says, I am God. I'll cover you. I'll be your covering. I'll be over you. I will be your covering. I will be overshadowing you. Bible says the Spirit of God overshadowed Mary. Yeah. That's going to be your story everywhere you go. You see, when you are in the building and it's raining and it's you are under the shelter of your house, the rain doesn't beat you. But you go on the rooftop and you're single and sit, you're too big to sit on top of it, your rain will beat you. You'll be under the shadow of the Almighty. Under the shadow of the Almighty. The thing about it, why he's using shadow, is that when somebody's on top of you, you can't see. You're walking, but you see the shadow. He's there. But it happens to those who dwell in the secret place. You can sit down, brother. Of the Most High. That means those who find time to be alone with God. Secret place. When there's a secret, it's you and me. Anytime you and I have a secret and you tell somebody, it's no longer a secret. So those who abide under the in the secret place of the Most High, if you're a Christian and you don't find time to spend personal time with God, this blessing will never come to you. David spent a lot of time with God. Jesus went to a solitary place and he prayed. Everyone who has the presence of God, you actually spend time with God. Anytime that you see, one of the things that you can tell whether I've been really intimate with somebody, I've held their hand. If you know the perfume of my wife, when I pass, you can be there. I've been with my wife. It's true. And I've been in a secret place. You see? So to smell about him is to be close, to rub for that which is on him to be upon you. Ladies and gentlemen, that does not come in public. The secret of God. Everyone here must learn to actually be in secret places with God. If you have not had that one-on-one, listen, in heaven, we are not going as a church. If you don't have that secret relationship, that is why he will tell you, I never knew you. I never knew you. I never knew you. What is my name? What is your name? Do I have a personal interaction with you? Do you read the Bible and hear from him? Do you talk to him on your own, spending time with him? Those people are the ones that dwell under the shadow. Like I told you above, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, of the Almighty. Ladies and gentlemen, I've learned to do that, to get the presence of God with me. Moses said, the only way that people will tell the difference between you and the world is when the presence of God is around you. Yes. You want me to show you? I'll come to this. Exodus chapter 33. We read it from here. Read from verse 14. Exodus chapter 33. And he said, God said, my presence shall go with you and I'll give you rest. Then verse 15. Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with me, then carry up not up hence. If you are not going to be with me, then it's not necessary to go. Then he goes on verse 16. Says, how or wherein shall it be known here that I and your people have found grace in your sight? Is it not that you go with us? That's the only way that we'll know that the grace of God with you, the help of God with you, the undeserved favor the indescribable, inexplicable. There's something about you that's not with others. It's called the presence of God. It's called those who dwell under the shadow of God Almighty's presence. Says your people and I, you go, so shall we be separate or different or unique, your people and I, from all other people that are upon the face of the earth. You'll be different in Jesus' name. That's the way. That's the way. You'll be different. You'll be different. And God says that if you want to be different and you want my presence, I will do this thing. Verse 17, it says that God said, so the Lord said, I will do this thing that you have spoken. I will do it. Tell somebody, God will do it for you. God's presence will be with you. Amen. So I just want to read Psalm 91 and I'll tell you some of the ways you can sustain God's presence. Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now look at the next thing. You look in your book. It says, and I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Refuge. If you have known of any refugees who have been tormented in their country, they are refugees in America. Do you know what? Sometimes they live, sometimes even better lives than Americans. Yeah. Because they've sought refuge. Refuge means coming from a place of torment and coming under the covering of a safe place. God says that when you dwell in the secret place of the Most High and you abide under the shadow of the Almighty, God becomes your refuge. I told you, under the shadow means he's on top of you. You're covering. You're under the shadow of the Almighty. He's your covering. And only big things can come and hover over you. In him I will trust. You will be so confident. Look, if you've done this, been in a secret place for a long time, even your mistakes, you don't regret. This morning I was telling my wife about some issues that was going on. I said, oh, God will take care of it. In him you will trust. So this prayer, this fasting is for you to be able to say, oh, no problem. God is my fortress. God is my refuge. I know the situation looks bad, but I have a refuge. I am a refugee under God's fortress. I am a refugee under God's fortress. I seek protection and preservation. Then the verse 2 said, let's keep reading. These are all the blessings of those who have the presence of God. By living, spending secret times with him. Surely he shall deliver you from the trap of the trapper, snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. Pestilence means plagues, epidemics. Epidemics. That means when everybody, they say America, the high blood pressure, where it went? Everybody has high blood pressure. Everybody has diabetes. It's an epidemic. There are some places, even Memphis, everybody has obesity. No, I'm serious. But God says that there is something about his presence that takes you out of epidemics. Everybody may be suffering high blood pressure, but you will not suffer high blood pressure. The commonest killer in Memphis is heart attack. They may be being killed with heart attack, but you will not die of heart attack in Jesus' name. Yeah, the presence of God. The blessing of the presence of God. It takes you away from epidemics. Epidemics. Epidemic proportions means everybody is having it. Everybody's home. Their children are being rude. Your children will be nice to you in Jesus' name. Everybody is failing the exam in your school, but you will pass in Jesus' name. Yes. Everybody is divorcing, but your marriage will still be sweet in Jesus' name. Everybody, nobody is getting a scholarship, but you will have it in Jesus' name. Epidemic. Then go on verse 4. He shall cover you with his feathers. Now, when feathers are covering you, it means you will fly at heights that only expected people to go there are people with feathers. With feathers. Higher than what is expected of your level. No. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. I am operating at a place higher than my colleagues. Wow. And you will, in Jesus' name. Amen. My colleagues who are doctors, they don't preach. I am higher because I preach. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. It's not a boast. It's glorifying God that his scriptures are coming to pass. He will cover you with his feathers. Feathers are not a human thing. He will equip you with what other humans don't have. Feathers. Fly. I will operate at levels higher. Feathers fly. Feathers give warmth and preservation. May that be your story in Jesus' name. That is what we are praying about this week. Coming week. If you don't join, you are not interested in flying. And we'll fly and you'll be seeing that, man, we are fly. We have feathers. We're under the covering of feathers. Oh, yeah. Look, sometimes when I see, there's a particular classmate of my wife. I said, this man is different, though. He is normally a stammerer, and he doesn't do what stammerers do. When he's speaking, he speaks more fluent than you. He's the feathers of the Lord have carried him above. In fact, there's a scripture that says that, you know, because you've loved righteousness and hated iniquity, Hebrews 1:9, he, even thy God, will anoint you with the oil of gladness and you will be above your fellows. Wow. Above your fellows. Above your fellows. I said above your fellows in Jesus' name. It's the presence of God. By the anointing is the presence of God with you. It lifts you above the feather effect. You may not believe it. It's up to you. But me, I am riding on the feathers of the Lord. Yeah. Is that how a doctor talks?
Not at all.
Yeah, look at Joseph. Joseph was a refugee. Joseph was a slave. Joseph was sold. Joseph was a servant in Potiphar's house. He rode higher than even the Egyptian soldiers. Even Potiphar's wife was lower.
That's right.
It's the feathers of Lord that bring promotion. Expecting your job place to fly in the name of Jesus. Expecting your academic work to fly in the name of Jesus. It's only those who have the presence of God because he can do things that others cannot do. Yeah. Keep going. Keep going. Yeah. Keep going. He shall cover you with it, and his truth shall be your shield and your buckler. Truth. His word. Protect you. Word will protect you. Yeah, his word. But when you walk with the word of the Lord, because of his presence, he will speak to you. And you will operate by his word. It will protect you. It will protect you from jail. It will protect you from curses. All the children that obey the word of God, they don't have curses. Just because I know the scripture says, honor your father and your mother, that it may be well with you, that you may live long. Dishonor them, it will not be well with you and you won't live long. So just by the word, straight away, you have been protected from that curse. Yeah. I mean, you must be a husband of one wife. God is a daughter. And because of that, I'm protected from HIV straight away. By the grace of God. Yes. Amongst others. Listen, the truth, it's because the secret place will make you interact with his word. Those of you who don't read the Bible, this is what you are missing. The secret place experience. You think you just walked, you just read and walked, but I'll show you practically what you are actually going with. You know, let me just read it so that you just go, so that I'll go to what I want to tell you. Then verse 5. You will never be afraid of terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, in Jesus' name, because of the presence of God. Amen. May I put on music for the presence, I sing, and I pray, and I sleep. No, you will not be afraid. Amen. Go on. Nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness. You don't know that it's in the air, but don't be afraid. Nor the distraction that wasted by noonday. Yeah, gunshots that are coming. You'll be amazed that no stray bullet will affect you, in Jesus' name. You may, the lady said that, you're blessed. The lady said that there is a, what's it called? There is crime rate in Memphis is so high, so I want to do the... He will never suffer any of these things in Jesus. She will never suffer any of these things. Yeah. Presence of God. It will deflect. You are covered. Now go on. Even noonday or night, 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Clap for the Lord. Yeah, keep going. Let's keep reading. Only with your eyes will you see and behold this reward of the wicked. You go to funerals, but your funeral is not now. In Jesus' name. You go to visit people in hospital, but you will never lie in hospital. Yeah. People are going, anyway. Nursing home. You will never be in a nursing home in Jesus' name. You will never be in a nursing home. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. You have made the presence of God the place you want to live. Go on. Verse 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling in the name of Jesus Christ. Keep going. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all the ways that you go. You will have angelic experience in Jesus' name. I believe in angels. I believe in angels. Keep going. This, we prayed about angels. We'll pray about it this week too. They shall bear you up in their hands. Huh? They will carry you. Lest you dash your foot against a stone. All this because of the presence of God. You will shall tread upon the lion and the adder. Things that kill. The young lion and the dragon shall you trample under feet. People say you can't do it, but you will do it. Next. Because you have set your love upon. God is now speaking. Because you set your love upon me, Lord. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high. That's promotion. Because he has known my name. That's your story. I prophesied that shall be your story. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Keep going. Honor, honor, respect. People will respect you. People who have the presence of God have respect. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Long life. Long life. And salvation. Ladies and gentlemen. All this just temporarily? No. You have to have it permanently. You have to have it permanently, not temporarily. So, I just want to just for a short time share with you how you can sustain the presence of God. Clap for the Lord Jesus. How you can sustain this presence. You know, when you find a good thing, you hold on to it. Bible says, hold fast to that which is good. Hold fast to that which is good. When I found, I had several friends at school. I went to a mixed school, so I had half of the class were girls. So I had friends, half of the class were my girlfriends. I mean, I don't mean that way, the way you are saying it. They were girls who were my friends. I never kept anybody except one. In the medical school, there were girls and boys. A lot of friends. But I found one that was good and I kept. She's with me all the time. And she's been with me for 23 years. Actually, when you add the 6 years that, you know, I was just considering whether she was good or not. When you add it, to be 29 years. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Examine all things and hold fast to that which was good. I was examining her like all the other girls. And I saw one which was good. I held fast. Everywhere I go, her shadow is with me. In bed, outside of bed, in church, traveling on the plane, wherever it is. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I want the presence of God to be a marriable something to you. Be married to the presence of God. Be married to the presence of God. Don't be just a hit and run type. I come to church, I feel it, and you go out there and then straight away you lose it. No. You should be somebody, the presence of God. Even the devil recognizes his presence with you. Job was like that. Job, when the devil was affecting many people. God said, have you considered my son Job the way you are destroying? I said, you, God, what are you saying? Have you not shielded around him? And around everything that he has, and around his possessions, his household, and every you bless the works of his hands. So he had tried back and forth. It was not working. Yeah. Presence of God. Even God said, okay, go and test him. But I warn you, I'm with him this time. I'm going to release my presence from his body. You can touch his body. In fact, if he even said, no, I'm going to keep with him. I will release his things. You can touch his things. He went and burnt his businesses, his houses, his cars, everything. Something he wanted to do. When they gave him 1 minute, he destroyed everything, including the children. But God says you can't touch him. He could not touch the man's body. Presence. Presence. Sustained. And then he said, okay. He said, Lord, you see, God said, you see, I told you that you cannot touch him. If he's a good man. He said, Lord, oh, he's good for nothing. It's not because of the things. If you like, touch his body, he will curse you to your face. Skin to skin. Then he said, okay, I give you his body, but don't touch his spirit. Don't kill him. Can't touch. He caused the man to be sick with boils, ulcers. But his presence was his spirit. He couldn't touch him. Yeah. So long as you continue to live, no matter what happens to your things, to your body, if the presence of God says your body is alive, just like Job, it's just a matter of time. He gave him double for his trouble. And Job lived again in the presence. Sustain God's presence. And no matter what happens to you, you can count on the presence who can restore. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah, the presence. How do you sustain the presence of God? Number one. The presence of God is kept by those who preach about Jesus and bring salvation. This is our year of the shepherd. Those who preach about Jesus will always sustain the presence of God. Matthew 28, from verse 18 to 20, the Bible says there that, go ye, and Jesus came and said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Verse 19, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Then, verse 20, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Wow. So as I'm doing, that can explain the presence of God with me. This is our year of the shepherd. I'm expecting you, in your own small way, witness to people. You will actually be one that God's promise will come to. He says, I will be with you always if you go about making disciples. At your workplace, you tell about Jesus. In your family, you tell. There are people, one of our brothers and sisters, died yesterday. That used to be our church. And as I went there, one of the things we regretted was that the family was saying she was not part of the church. She was the relative of a member of the church. And the relative was saying, you know, we witnessed to many other people, but not our family. And now she's dead. Now she's dead. So, listen, Jesus said, anybody who witnesses, I'll be with you. I'll be with you. Let me show you Luke chapter 10 from verse 1. Only verse 1. Watch this. He just sent people two by two. And this is our year of the shepherd. Everybody will have sheep in Jesus' name. Amen. And you'll be guaranteed the presence of God. Amen. Says, after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others. And he sent them two by two. Guess what? Before his face, in every city and place where he himself was about to go. Wow. What it means is that any place you go, send, you are two, and you are talking to somebody about Christ. Jesus has gone before your face. You are before Jesus' face. He's with you. Anybody who can see you is close to you. He can see you. His antennas are there. His vision is on you. His focus is on you. He's watching over you. And he says, he himself will come along. Listen, ever since I started telling people about Christ, my life has been different. Your life will be different also because of the presence of God. You may not realize it, but it is something that when you do, God has no choice. Anybody who dares to speak about Jesus, God has no choice but to be with you because he's promised. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So all of you, after this fast, Don't just think that, well, that means the presence is over. No, you can sustain by speaking to other people about Christ in your school. Children, you can do it. God's presence will be with you. Amen. Let me tell you, one time my cousin taught me something. I'm shocked. He was going to school. He said, those days we go to school with provisions made by sardines and canned foods and things will go with us. And then, you know, at that time, the parents were not, financially it was difficult. So he said, you know, boy, he used to call me boy. He said, boy, this time is hard. Our chop boxes are not going to be full. Let's challenge God. I said, oh, how should we do it? He said, oh, come. Show me the scriptures. Jesus said, 2 by 2. God will be with us. When he's there, he provides. He says, let's go and win some souls for the Lord on the street. These are chop boxes will be full. I said, how? How foolish. Look, a desperate man. I didn't have anything. I went with him. You won't believe it. It happened like it was a miracle. From nowhere, an uncle comes and gives dollars with things. Our chop boxes were full and we went to school for the first time with dollars. Clap for the Lord Jesus. The presence of God. That comes with his provision. The Bible says in the book of Psalm chapter 16, verse 11, I will show you the way to live, the way of life. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are all the pleasures you need, the pleasures evermore, evermore in his presence. I was shocked. From that day, I have not stopped. When I need something, Lord, you'll be with me with the provision. I'm a soul winner for you for life. So that your presence will provide for me for life. And watch it. His presence will provide for me for life. Will provide for everything for you. Because you'll be a soul winner. Sustaining God's presence through preaching. You watch it. Don't say you don't have anything to say. Tell somebody about Christ. Tell the person, come with me to the presence of God. Even to church. I have somebody who can preach to you. This year will be sustaining God's presence. Pray for the Lord. Number two. Way of sustaining the presence. It's in the book. Yeah. Open to page 939. Now I'm going to page 40. Number two, those who stay in fellowship for long times will have the presence of God. Those who stay in fellowship means church. Fellowship means Christian fellowship. Yeah. Those of you who just come, I mean, you come to church high and bye. You come to church for 1 hour. You come late and you leave early. You are actually depriving yourself of something that sustains the presence of God. How do I know? The Bible says, look, fellowship means, what are the places we can fellowship? Church, prayer meetings, center meetings, but center meetings, rehearsals, choir rehearsals, instrumental rehearsal, whatever it, what, dance rehearsals, all those things are fellowship. Bible school, understanding campaign. Let me tell you, you won't believe it, but it's true. Because the Bible says in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 20, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that some people have deceived you into thinking it's not necessary to go to church. Just watch the video. That's the reason why I don't do live stream anymore. Because some of the church members were watching and giving comments. Pastor, that was powerful. Pastor, preach on the Facebook Live. You are sitting at home. No presence. I've stopped. No live stream, no more. We'll do it here. Bible says it. And people are saying, look, Jesus is my heart. I don't need to go anywhere. Jesus said, my presence is there. Yeah. Here, let me show you another scripture that will blow your mind. 1 John 1, verse 3. 1 John 1, verse 3. Bible says that that which we have seen and heard, we declare as we are preaching to you, so that you may have fellowship with us. Okay? So I preach to people so that they will come and join the church and have fellowship with us. And the people are thinking that their fellowship is just with Pastor Lindsay, with Esther, with Victor, with Anne Marie, with Pastor Daniel.
You're joking.
You're joking. Car. You say you're joking. Your presence as you are here and the thing is going on. Bible says that so that you have fellowship with us. Then he says semicolon. He said, let me explain deeper. And truly, and actually, and indeed, and in the real sense, our fellowship is actually not with one another, as you are thinking, but rather is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Clap for the Lord Jesus. The day I saw this scripture, I said, me, I will never rush out of fellowship. Because he said, as you are having fellowship, somebody preached to you to bring you here, talked to you to bring you here. He said, the thing they heard, they told you to come. And as you've come, you think you're having fellowship with Lighthouse. You're joking. Your fellowship is actually with the Father's presence and with Jesus Christ, His Son. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And let me tell you the extension of this. I've seen that the most spiritual, the most anointed, the most godly people, that is, after I've seen the anointed, are the people that spend the most time in fellowship. It's the truth. It's the truth. As I've lived, like from after church, there are people who stay here for teachings, to talk about the church, to deal with the things of the church. You saw things that they are here in fellowship. Sometimes it's 7, 8. They're called shepherds. Their lives are different from those who just hit and run. And this time, I've gotten another group called the Special Forces who stay for a shorter period. These days, they want more, but I don't have the time for more. My great, but it will increase. But I've seen that their lives are changing one by one. It's not because of me. It's because what we are doing is actually fellowshipping with the Father and with Jesus Christ, His Son. The anointing is upon their lives. Anything that holds you from fellowship has a tendency to deprive you of the presence of God. No matter what excuse you have. And I don't go by your excuses. I go by the word of God. Your excuses will not move me. If you think that you have a good enough excuse, I'm telling you, you don't. Whatever the excuse is that keeps you away from God's fellowship is depriving you of something higher than that thing. Yeah. So, I'm going to reorganize the whole church, yeah? I'm going to reorganize it. Everybody will have some extra fellowship time. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Extra fellowship time. Everybody. So that you have some extra presence to sustain you. So long as I remain the pastor of this place, by the grace of God, when I see a scripture, I will apply it. Yeah. So our church is going to be divided into groups. Whatever group you call yourself, you will have, apart from this 1 hour interaction, you will have another type of fellowship that will increase. Watch it. Churchgoers are different from ministry people. Those who serve, those who spend extra time in the house of the Lord. Samuel, when he was born, he was given to Eli. His life was different from his brothers and sisters. David spent a lot of time in fellowship. His life was different from his army brothers and sisters. Yeah. So, I've seen it. That is why now, my children, I've dedicated them to the Lord. Have more fellowship. I don't even need to tell them certain things. They know it. And their lives are changing. That's why your children, you should encourage them to be in fellowship more. Your spouse, you should encourage him or her to be in fellowship more. All those demons will go away, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Fellowship. I'm not the one saying it. It's the Lord who's saying it. Is the Bible saying it? Then that is what the Bible is saying. And so whatever arguments you have, when it meets with the Bible, try and drop your argument. Otherwise, you are fighting God. If it's not from the Bible, throw it away. But if it's from the Bible, do it. Apply it. Especially when you are being helped to apply it. Yeah. Those of you who made it your business that, oh,
Me, I just come on Sunday. When they call a meeting, I'm not there. Prayer, I'm not there. This prayer line has shocked me the most. And watch spiritual people who have the presence. 60 people on the line. 55, 58. I've never seen a thing like that. Clap for yourselves. Clap for them. So David said, anyway, let's go on. The next one, number three. Those who praise God and worship him will have the sustained presence of God. Worship and praise. Worship and praise. Psalm 22 and verse 3. Bible says that the Lord is holy. But you are holy. You are enthroned in the praises of your people Israel. Do you know that the Lord sets his throne when you start praising him, when you start worshiping him? He is there. He is actually there with you. Now, all of you who don't like singing, don't mind anybody who says your voice is not nice. Get into the shower, get into the toilet, and start singing praises and see the presence of God. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Praise and worship, supernatural. In the book of Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas were in prison. They threw them in the deepest dungeons, put shackles on their hands, and tied them bound and threw them. Bible says at midnight, 16:16, at midnight, 25. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, singing praises, King James. And the prisoners were heard them, King James. They sang praises, not hymns. Well, hymns or praises. They sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. If in your home, nobody hears you singing, think about it. If in your prayer, even you don't hear yourself singing. You may not like my voice, but God created the nightingale, but also created the crow. And they both sing, and God has never stopped the crow. But he's still singing. But the nightingale, they both are singing to the Lord. My wife sings and I sing. I cannot say that God lives in her closet, but not mine. I've seen the cloud of God's presence, even with my crow type singing. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Sing praises. He lives in the praises. And all of you who have nightmares and things, learn to sing praises in your house. Learn to play godly music. Even sleep in that atmosphere. Buy an atmosphere creator that get Spotify that you don't need to. Set it to auto and let it play through the night. Sometimes, Pandora, you will get up and your spirit will be singing. Amen. The presence of God. In my car, there's always Chris. I don't play any unbeliever music. Beyonce, I don't do it. I will not do it. I want the presence of God, not the presence of Beyonce. In Jesus' name, I'm telling you, I know what I want. I know what sustains me. I know the demons I've dealt with before. And I know now the angels that I interact with by the grace of God. Everyone that dealt with demons, you will be dealing with angels from today in Jesus' name. Everyone that suffered addictions, as you praise God. Listen, praise means cheering God. Anytime, Bible says that, as a man to his face, so is, as a man to his praise, as silver to the refining pot and gold to the refining fire, so is a man to his praise. Clap for the Lord Jesus. What that means is that when you put gold in the fiery furnace, it shines brighter and becomes more pure. God, when you praise him, he becomes stronger for you.
He shows up more. He becomes brighter. His glory shines. His presence manifests more. The people that praise God are different from people who don't praise God. I'm telling you. Look, that is why the devil, in his strategy, he keeps some of you. When by the time you come, praise and worship is over. And you've calculated it intentionally. You even decide that, I don't want to spend too much time. The word is what you need. You are joking. So you come late, chronically. Chris, you come late, chronically. I'm telling you, that time of praise and worship is the time that the devil has calculated. Please, blow some air over their sleeping eyes. Let them stay until they will be late. Fight it, my darling. Fight it, my sister. Fight it, my brother. And come in and join. God inhabits the praises of Israel. You like the teaching? The teaching is good. God wants to teach you. But where he has promised to live is the praise and the worship. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So join it. Join it. Join it. I've seen the devil fight me. My coming in, I said, I'll keep fighting to make sure. No matter what I have to prepare, I'll be here. So on Sunday morning, many times what I do is that I make sure I prepare before. So on Sunday morning, I don't waste time preparing. I rather sing praises for his presence. Yes. Paul and said they sang praises. And look at what happened. Bible says the prison doors opened. Acts 16 and verse 20, they sang praises till the prisoners heard them. Ladies and gentlemen, miracles took place. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors flung open and everyone's shackles or bands were loosed. That shall be your story. I don't know what is addicting you, what is shackling you, what is binding you, but the praises will break you loose, will break you loose and set you free. Amen. Because of the sustained presence. I'm talking about, we're praying about the presence of God this week. But after the prayer, what next? What next? The next point is that those who are prayerful have the presence. Point number five, have the presence of God. Who are prayerful. You know, let me give you one person, Daniel. Daniel, you know, let me give you, first of all, Luke chapter 9, before I give it to Daniel, chapter 28 to 31. And it came to pass about 8 days after those sayings that he took Peter, James, and John, went up into a mountain. And as Jesus prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistening. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory and spoke of his decease, which he could accomplish at Jerusalem. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus was praying and everything changed. He changed. Prayer changes you because of the presence of God. Moses did the same thing. When you read the Bible, you go to Exodus chapter 34, verse 29 to 30. Moses went and spent time in the presence of God. When he was coming down, his face was shining. The people could not even see. The Bible says, and Aaron and all the children, no, verse 29. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from the Mount Sinai, he had been there with Joshua, two tables of testimony in his hand. When he came down from the mountain, that Moses did not even know that the skin of his face was shining while he talked with them. Something, you yourself don't know it, but something changes about you. The presence of God changes you. People who pray, the presence changes you. God's presence is with you. Daniel, Bible says in Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10, they said something against him that he's going to suffer. Bible says he went, chapter 6 verse 10, and as his custom was, he opened the windows and then he knelt down 3 times a day and prayed before God. Daniel knew that the writing was signed. Went home in the upper room with his windows open toward Jerusalem. He knelt down on his knees 3 times a day, prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom.
He did that regularly. That's why I've decided to pray 3 times a day. That's why in this fasting, we are praying in the morning. We are praying in the afternoon. We are praying in the evening. Praying 5 to 6 in the morning tomorrow, God willing. 12 to 1 in the afternoon. And in the evening, 6 o'clock, we are here. Learning about prayer. Learning about worship. Learning about ministry. Learning about all these things in prayer. We're doing it for 1 more week. And look at Daniel. When he was a man of prayer, he was thrown into the den, the lion's den. Bring up that scripture. And Bible says that what? Daniel in the lion's den. Ladies and gentlemen, the king came and said, the king rose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of the lions. Do you know what he saw? Go on. Verse. And when he came to the den, he cried out in a lamenting voice, says, Daniel, the servant of the living God, has your God whom you serve continually been able to deliver you? The lion's mouth was shut, and the people who conspired against him, they were thrown in the den. Immediately, the lions came and devoured them. It means that the lions were hungry. There was a presence around Daniel that protected him. His presence, because he was prayerful, will sustain you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. There were the Hebrew boys also, who they were cast into the fire. 3. Bible says that when the king went, there was another person. He was in the form, a fourth man in the form of the Son of God. I mean, the presence of God was there. Prayerful people. You may think they are going through something, but God is with them, eh? God is with them. They saw a presence of a fourth man. A fourth man. Right there. King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. He rose in haste. He said, did we not cast 3 men bound in the midst of the fire? Then they answered, yes, true, king. Then verse 25. He said, look, he answered, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. The presence of God is with prayerful people. Clap for the Lord Jesus. The presence of God was there. The presence of God was there. The presence of God was there. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we go through this week, fasting and praying, you sustain the presence of God with these things. The next one is just obedience. Romans 8:29 says that he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, because I do always the things that please him. Obedience. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, people who obey God have the presence of God. Have the presence of God. Have the presence of God. And I really want you all, that Moses said, I will never go anywhere without the presence of God. You as a Christian must say the same thing, must want the same thing, must desire the same thing, that I'll never go anywhere without the presence of God. There's no morning that I go without kneeling on my knees before I want the presence of God, without inviting the presence of God. God, his presence comes with his spirit, comes with angels, comes with his provision, his grace, his mercy, ladies and gentlemen, his glory, his honor, his touch, his wings, his feathers. I do not want any of my children or my church members or to be without the presence of God. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the things we've been praying about for 2 weeks. And the prayer lines are busting, it seems, with people. What I've learned is that every one of you here, Sister Victoria, say amen. Every one of you here, you have something inside of you craving for the presence of God. You want God. You like God. All of you here, I'm telling you, you would not have been here if you didn't like God. There's nobody here. Even if you came late, you like God. You actually like God. You like God's presence. I know it. I feel it. I can sense it. You like God. Sion, can you keep quiet and pay attention? You like God. You want his presence. God says, I also like you. I want you.
I want you to have my presence. But there are certain things that keep me away. And I've showed you the secrets. I've showed you the secrets of praise and worship, of fellowship, of prayer, of obedience. What was the first one that I mentioned? Of preaching and witnessing. My children, I want to be there. There are spiritual principles that no matter what, God has to obey because they are spiritual principles. Bible says, has he said it, shall he not do it? He has to do it. That's why he does it. Preaching, he will be there. He told the disciples, wherever you go to preach, I will come there and work with you, and I'll confirm my signs with my word with signs and wonders following. Praise, he has to be there. And the devil knows exactly the things that bring God's presence. Those are the things that most Christians don't want. You watch it. Most Christians don't want prayer. Don't want long fellowship. Make it short. And let us go. The devil likes it that way. Most Christians don't want to praise God. Praise and worship is the least attended in every church service. Every church service. Go to any church. Not just Lighthouse. Not just QFC. When praise and worship is over, that's when the church gets full. It's the demonic ploy to rid us of the presence of God. Yes. Most churches, the time that they come is just that service small. Any other meeting is the least attended. Mine is you in Jesus' name. Mine is you in Jesus' name. Most churches, people come and go, but they don't obey the word. But that's what brings and sustains the presence of God. Some people even say that you wait, when I go to church and I come, you will see my true colors. Really? You have other colors we didn't know? Then you are not a Christian. Because your true colors don't match up with the presence of God. How can you say, when I come back, then you see my true colors? What are your true colors? Ladies and gentlemen, let's go with these things. Fellowship. Fellowship. When they say there's a meeting, please be around, my darling. And we're going to organize such that it will not be even inconvenient. But every group, even the fact that you're in a group, you get to know more people and relate. The church will become more beneficial to you. Oh, the presence of God will be with you. This week will be the best week ever. You'll be requesting and praying for the best ever. I especially look forward to the evenings. Well, we'll come here at 6 o'clock after work. Just come straight. Even if it's 5, come. Our doors will be open. And then just spend some time yourself praying 1 hour before the time. And then we'll start. We'll be led from the screen. You'll be amazed at the mysteries that God will give to us. Rise to your feet and put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Wow. What a blessing. Put your hand on your heart. Tell the Lord, forgive me for avoiding your presence, by avoiding worship, by avoiding fellowship, by avoiding prayer, by avoiding preaching, by not witnessing. Forgive my disobedience. Forgive all these things. Now, like Moses, I am asking for your presence. Oh, put your hand on your heart and tell the Lord, I need your presence. Whatever it takes, whatever I've not been doing, help me to do it, because I want your presence to be sustained in my life. I prefer your presence to the presence of others, to the presence of demons. Let your angels abound in my life. Let your angels flow in my life. Let your angels come in my life. Let your angels accompany me. Let your glorious presence, your Shekinah glory, let it come in my life in the name of Jesus. Lord, I want your Shekinah glory. Lift up your hand and say, Lord, I need your Shekinah glory. I need your Shekinah glory. Whatever it is that it takes, I used not to be prayerful. Now teach me to pray. I used not to sing, but to love, praise, and worship. Now I want it. I used to like short meetings. Now give me the endurance. Give me the temperament. Give me the self-control for extended meetings, for more teachings, for more fellowship. I choose to be a worshiper, to praise you, so that your presence will be sustained. I give you glory. I give you praise in Jesus' name. Your presence is heaven to me. Nothing but your presence.
Your presence is heaven to me.
Now you are here. You've been touched by this message. You decided, Lord, your presence is everything to me. It's heaven to me. I need it. I've realized that I have not dwelt in your presence and in the secret place. I pray, show me your way. Show me your presence. Expose me to your presence. You are here. You want the presence of God so strongly, or you want God to come into your heart. Either way, I want you to lift up your right hand, wherever you are. And I'll pray a short prayer. God bless you. 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 Father, I pray that everyone here craving your presence, your minister, lift up your hand. If you really, really, really want to change your life and align to these principles that the Lord has taught us by his word, so that you can sustain God's presence, you want it. You want to change. Father, I pray for the hands that are lifted. Bless. Anoint. Show your way. Come, come, come. If your hand is up, come. Come, let me pray with you. Especially if you have not come to the front here before. Come, come, come. Clap for them. Come, clap for them. Clap. Clap, clap, clap. Clap for them. Clap for them as they come. 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 Put your hand on your heart if you are here. And everybody join us. And say this, Almighty Father, I need you. I need your presence. I need your angels. Please, forgive me for my negative ways that repel your presence. Now I want you to live in my heart, to be over me, to take charge. Please forgive me for all my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ. My faith is that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He died for me, and you raised him from the dead. I need his presence in my life, with angels, with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with your Holy Spirit as you write my name in the book of life. Not just my name, but your presence must be with me for life. I will not live without you. I will live with you the rest of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe that the word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.